Well, Todd, looking ahead here for this week, yeah, it's a pretty dry week here across the Midwest. So for the crop scouting taking place, the risk of any kind of significant rains to keep out of the fields here, that looks very unlikely, with really the next chance of any appreciable rain being late this week, and even that activity looks pretty scattered here across much of the Corn Belt. As for temperatures this week, it's a pretty seasonal week here, meaning that there'll be some variability in temperatures that average out to be close to normal with time, but all of the big heat will be out west. And that's even true into next week as well. And some of the heat currently across the western U.S., especially in the southwest, really impressive. In fact, some all-time high temperatures being broken in parts of Southern California and Arizona, Nevada. Through the end of the month, we do not see any of that heat moving into the Midwest, but the ridge that's producing that heat will keep the Midwest in a general northwest flow pattern, especially over the next 10 days, and that's what's producing the drier than normal condition.
Any reason to think that ridge will move?
There's some hints that beyond the next 10, 11 days that there's some de-amplification and you get a bit more of kind of a broader but weaker ridge across actually the country, that should begin to increase rainfall prospects. If that rolls forward in model guidance, that should begin to increase rainfall prospects across portions of the northern Midwest here later on next week, like during the second half of that week. But again, there's debate in that right now.
There has been concern all season long in the Black Sea area as it relates to row crops there. Wheat was what we had been talking about a great deal, but corn also would be in trouble. Wheat should be in the middle of harvest or wrapped up at this point, so I suppose things would turn to the longer maturing fall harvest of corn. What do you see?
Yeah, for the next couple of weeks, we see drier than normal conditions across much of Ukraine, let alone much of the Black or eastern part of the Black Sea region. Temperatures will be warming up following a recent cool spell there across the Black Sea region, but no extreme heat building in, at least from now through the end of the month. But the longevity of that drier pattern, yeah, that's beginning to switch to as we begin to approach the harvest, kind of the potential damage may have been done, although there was no significant heat combined with the drier conditions. But corn filling here for Ukraine corn, certainly something to keep an eye on, and longevity, also something to watch well down the road for winter wheat planting.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo, of course, is with Risk Pulse. He joined us here on the Closing Market Report.